Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Becton.
Thank you for having me.
In light of the detection of New World screwworm in early June in Texas near the Mexican border, the Swine Health Information Center is making New World screwworm resources available for livestock producers and veterinarians. First of all, how has the situation evolved since the June 3rd identification, and where do things stand now?
After the first detection in the U.S., and as of the 26th of July, there are 42 cases reported, with the cases primarily located in Texas, but also with one in New Mexico. USDA is aggressively monitoring and actively supporting response efforts in these areas. There are 9 active cases and 33 inactive cases that make up the 42 total. And what species they're seeing in infestations include cattle, goats, sheep, and dogs.
What do pork producers and veterinarians need to be aware of and watching for, and why?
It really is important to continue to monitor the situation, especially as it is evolving, because it can help determine where in Texas and what counties are being affected, as well as what other movement and/or restrictions that may be placed within those counties. But it's also important to continue to monitor for clinical signs of potential New World screwworm infestation, which can include non-healing wounds with a bad odor, also looking at signs of pain in an animal or licking and biting at wounds. And this can be something to look at, especially for production practices, including, you know, castration of male pigs, whether it's ear tagging and other things that may create a potential wound. It's important, if there are suspected cases, to work with your veterinarian, because catching it early and treating early really will reduce any potential spread of the fly.
What resources are available to pork producers and veterinarians, and how can those resources be accessed?
There are several different resources that have been developed since New World screwworm was first detected. Some of those are available for Texas Animal Health, as well as USDA. USDA site, screwworm.gov, has an extensive amount of information for producers, veterinarians, and other stakeholders, including a weekly status update of where the infestations are identified. There's a lot more information as well included for treatments, for different approved products and withdrawal times, as well as SHIC has a swine health fact sheet for New World screwworm.
Meanwhile, what action is being taken and by whom to address the New World screwworm situation?
This is a widely responded to infestation. USDA has taken the lead to really hone in on surveillance of the fly and where they can detect the wild type flies, both in domestic populations of animals as well as wildlife. There's also inspections that are done locally through the Texas Animal Health Commission and the state veterinarians, as well as looking at movement controls to ensure that animals aren't moved that may have infestation. But one of the big components is the sterile insect technique, which is a dispersal of sterile male flies in the area where infestation has been noted. This helps to reduce the overall population and get the outbreak under control. And for this, USDA is working closely with the Mexican government, both on facilities that rear these sterile flies, as well as distribution. And so it's a multi-pronged effort with multiple organizations working collaboratively to address this outbreak.
What strategies appear to be the most effective, and what are the factors, and what is the potential for successful eradication? And what are the factors there?
The sterile insect technique has been a known method to help move towards eradication of the fly population. And this has been ongoing both in Mexico as well as in the United States, prior to the outbreak happening in June. But this is an ongoing process that will be continued for quite some time. The other component really is the rapid identification of affected animals and quick response and treatment to ensure that the fly doesn't continue to move. But there is also focus on outreach and education for people in the regions affected, as well as other stakeholders, because a lot of times our animals don't just move themselves. We may move animals due to shows, to markets, just for animal movements to another farm to be reared. And so it's very important that all animal stakeholders really are informed and educated on what this parasite is and how they can be part of the response and surveillance efforts.
How can anyone interested get more information?
This information can be found in the Schick July newsletter.
And is there anything you would like to add?
There's additional information at Schick for the New World Screwworm Fact Sheet, as well as a registration site for the August 4th webinar on New World Screwworm, and that can all be found at swinehealth.org.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Lisa Becton, the Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.